Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Rick Haberlin, Remington Cloutier, Cass, Evie from HR, and Dead Dog 47. We have our NCPD officer, Clangster. We have our solo patron, Cabot, and our cyber psycho patron, the Seven Sins. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunk, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your host and GM, Aaron. Referee, whatever. So, we got a lot to go over today in this lovely little episode. So let's start with character introductions. Starting with Toasty.
Oh, threw it off.
I'm Toasty. I play the techie Mono. I'm fucking tired. Or 5 days in a row. I've had bullshit happen every single day.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so tired.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll move right on to our lovely returning guest. It's none other than Genesis.
Aaron, I'll go ahead and match your attitude today. Go bright and super happy. I'm Genesis, the backstabbing twat who decided to wreck the party.
God damn it. God damn it.
That was great.
She did it. She went there. Oh my God. I love it. I love that energy too. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I don't know how to follow that. Genesis is guesting from two awesome shows that she co-hosts. You threw me completely through a loop there.
Yeah. I am.
So, go for it. You go for it.
I can do the plugs. I can follow that one up. I am Genesis, co-host of two podcasts that are a part of the Robots Radio Network, Two Girls, One Chip, where we character analyze a video game romance. And then the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we deep dive on everything cyberpunk, the TTRPG, the video game, the Netflix series, where you're one-stop shop.
I'm so glad you did that because I was lost. moving on to Ariel, throw me back into the world.
Don't Hi. Do
Nope, never
I'm
mind.
Ariel.
Damn it. God damn it.
I play the Nomad driver Octane.
And I currently have a pug in my hands.
You do. Mr. Pugsley. Mr. Pugsley. Oh, he's trying to sleep.
My what? My
turn.
It's your turn.
Daniel, I play the money-driven mercenary, solo known as Sharpshot.
Who is still not lacerated to this day.
Exactly.
God damn it, Tennessee.
You'll never live that down, Aaron. Never.
I'm going to do it at least once this episode. I know it. We're going to get into it.
Hey,
and
don't
be like,
worry.
Okay,
I have Lacerate's character
Lacerate's
sheet.
Turn.
I have Lacerate's character sheet right here.
Mm. I'm going to cry.
Daniel just switches over to Lacerate. Doesn't tell you.
Doesn't tell me.
It just starts using
him with the fire axe. What the hell are you talking about?
When did Sharpshot get a fire axe?
Oh my God. I'll roll initiative too.
God damn it.
Damn, it's the same initiative. Wait, no, it's not.
Well, at any rate, with character introductions out of the way, we have to go over a nice little recap. So last episode, Genesis nailed it on the head. Rev betrayed the party. Rev led the party through some underground tunnels, which was led by none other than your new wonderful Ripper Doc. Once you got there, there was an ambush awaiting you. And when we left last episode, Sharpshot, Octane, you were cornered by Sawswain and his men. Rev was trying to convince Mono to leave, and Mono was stuck in a stalemate on what to do. So as we dive back in, we've already rolled our initiatives. So.
Just talking a free action.
Talking is a free action. I give it to you.
All right. Ironically, Sharpshot's going to go first before Toasty. Only for speaking.
Go ahead.
So I'm not going to look at Octane because me and Octane are near each other. But I'm going to say, so Octane, you know how you don't know too much about me?
Yeah.
Well, if I'm killed, there's an explosive device within me that may be capable of destroying a small block radius.
Are you fucking, and you're just now fucking telling me this, you asshole?
I know it's a little late, just thought I would let you know, because it seemed like a prime time.
What the fuck?
I haven't died yet.
You could have fucking killed us.
You're welcome. No, that's all.
Are you fucking...
Are you bluffing?
You don't know that.
I need you to roll for that. If you are.
That's a six.
Oh my God. The one thing I hoped you would pass on and you fucked it.
I even used up all my luck. I rolled a one and then rolled a nine.
Son of a...
Hey, they don't know bluffing.
They can see my reaction is genuine, too.
We'll find out.
And Ariel doesn't actually know a lot about me, so Octane doesn't.
Let's see.
No one has x-rayed me.
And wouldn't you know it, the empathy is pretty much almost zilch on Sawswain. So somehow, by the skin of your fucking teeth, you got a six?
Yeah.
You managed to fucking pass.
Good.
So, you start talking about this bomb that you have implanted in you. Sawswain kind of arrows his eyes at you. And then leans into the guy on his right and whispers something in his ear. And the guy just shakes his head. And kind of shrugs his shoulders. And Sawswain takes the gun that's in his hand and puts it to the back of his head and pulls the trigger.
What the
heck? Guy drops dead.
Oh, to the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he did it to himself.
No.
I was like, wait, what?
Wait, what? No, he... So, one of your opponents is KIA.
I did that with words, people.
Sawswain kind of straightens out his suit jacket, brushes himself off, holsters his firearm, and with a wave of his hand, his team begins to go out the way they came in.
What, you guys don't want an explosion?
I'll be back for you. This isn't over.
I saw that on my agent once.
I'll be back.
I'm gonna enjoy smearing your brains across the pavement.
Yeah, we'll see.
Toodles. I know, it was pretty fun smearing yours across the bottom of that building.
As he's headed up and out, he kind of just glares back at Mono. So, combat is over. Fuck you, by the way, Sharpshot.
Hey, nobody knows. Not even Octane.
So you guys are all sitting in the tunnel right now.
Are you fucking kidding me, you asshole? You didn't tell us that to begin with?
I don't tell you a lot of things.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of something important.
How long did I wait to tell you about the convoy?
I don't know. How long was that?
Long enough.
I need a drink.
See, it's a good thing I didn't die when we fought the guy that exploded or caught fire.
I'm gonna loot the dead guy.
So you're gonna get a shotgun, 15 rounds. There is a heavy armor jack, and that's about it on him.
No agent, no anything.
No agent, no nothing. No identifying features, nothing. You'll probably get the heavy flak jack, the helmet, or the heavy armor, the helmet and the shotgun with rounds. I don't know how much use the helmet's going to be to you now, though, since there's a giant fuck-off hole in the back
of it. Oh, fuck the helmet, but I'll take the rest.
So, as the room clears, your Ripper Doc comes from out behind some shelving and stuff he's been cowering behind, and he goes, "Man, do you really have a bomb?"
I'm not going to say a word, Tom.
What the fuck?
I'm just going to holster my rifle.
Okay, let's address the elephant in the room.
What's an elephant?
It's a figure of speech.
So why would you have a figure of speech in the room?
Why are we focusing on this and not her? And he points to Rev.
It's Night City. People stab each other in the back all the time. Like, if Mono's not that mad about it, it's like, whatever. So...
Do you want to pay me to be mad?
No. Listen, I understand this is the kind of principles Night City has, but... Is this the way all you are? Because if so, I really don't want to be stabbed in the fucking back.
No, I mean, I'm pretty straightforward and blunt with my shit, so, you know.
He starts picking up the containers and just walking past all of you. He's grumbling.
This the entire time that, like, since Sawswain has left the room, Mono has just been staring at Rev. Just with, like, no expression. Hasn't said a damn word.
Hey, Mono, you okay?
Yeah. I guess so, sister.
Sweet. Well, I'm gonna
guess I should just,
Octane, like, awkwardly leaves.
I feel like I need to explain. And I feel that I need to tell the whole story. When I got back here to Night City, I was contacted by some unknown S willing to fork over a lot of cash. And I mean a lot. In order to find out information about three people running around Night City causing havoc. I was given a description of a man who's damn good with a sniper rifle, a nomad driver, and a 6 foot tall techie. So I started digging. And yes, Mr. Ripper Doc, that is why I was in your store that day. I was also shopping, but I did have a lead. Out of this hall, in order to get you guys here today, I was paid a very large sum for information. I wanted to put a bullet in his brain. I wanted to lure him out. But I don't think we were up for the job today. What I can do is wire each of you 100,000 eddies.
I stop in my tracks as I was awkwardly leaving and like turn. Sharpshot, did you hear that?
I'm thinking about something.
Something other than 100,000 fucking eddies?
It might cost that, so it's like a moot point. They'll nullify each other.
But you need to think about this before you could use it.
I've got plenty of money. Because I haven't spent it.
100,000? You have 100,000?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm going to bluff her. 15.
14.
I might.
So no, Mono, it didn't start as about you. I didn't come looking for you. You just happened to be a happy collateral fun time. I don't know where to go from here.
It was almost a whole lot of collateral here today. A warning would have been nice, I think.
I tried. In the last minute.
The last minute ain't good enough.
It's not the first time I've fucked up.
I guess to give you a... she's being, like, very cold. Like, she's unhappy right now.
Well, I can... I understand that this is going to take time. And I understand if you want me to walk out this door and never see me again. Money's still yours. I didn't want it to go down like this.
If we have a chance to use this connection to lure out Sazwain and finish him the fuck off, I'll take it. I'll use it, but I'm gonna have to think about the rest.
If you want to take him down, I'll back you. I will back that play. What we can do is rough me up. Make it so that way I have to go crawling back to him. And I'll give him false information, whatever I can do to lure him back out. So that's the only way to take him down. Isolated. In a room. In person. Where he can't jump again.
Alright.
He watched me backstab you. I would be surprised if I left this room alive.
What do you two think?
I mean, it sounds good to me. But, well, no, that might work. I'm just saying, if anybody knows who I am, they'd know I use my chainsaw to cut their heads off because that's kind of what I do. But, I mean, she was, you know, trying to get info, so they clearly don't know us. Yeah, sounds good to me.
I got no problem roughing someone up.
I think we should leave that to Mono.
Oh, okay.
That might be a fun time for both of them, so...
I am gonna go find.
Nah.
You said Ripper Doc left.
You can take this sharp shot.
What direction?
Mono's just gonna leave the fucking ring.
So the Ripper Doc took off down the hall that you guys came in originally. Like, he took off. He's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Well, I assume he's going to go back to base.
Yeah, well, that's where that all leads to, so.
I guess I can wait and see him there.
Pick up our fancy cyberware, right? Those over here?
Yeah, he took those containers off with him.
Oh, he had all three of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, those are pretty big containers.
He loaded right, one cool. in a backpack, and then he's got the other two under his arms.
Before Mono leaves, the agent pings with 100,000 eddies and sharp shot and octane.
Free money.
This is a very big difference in numbers. Holy shit. God damn. I had 6,000 eddies before this.
I had like six times that amount, Mono. But you also did pay tabs.
I would.
I didn't pay shit.
Well, I wasn't with y'all for like the jobs where y'all got the fuck ton of money from. So
the Three Tigers Deep, you mean?
Yeah, I was not present for Three Tigers Deep, so I didn't get paid from Three Tigers Deep.
It's a notable mission.
So I've been strapped for cash for a bit.
Well, it would help if you quit paying our tabs.
Oh my god.
Somebody needs to pay your tabs.
That's what Blitz was for.
He never paid our tabs.
He'll be
Blitz
back.
Didn't pay the tabs, bro.
Somebody will have to, and it'll have to be Blitz.
Look, I get it. Birch is a monster because he doesn't put pepper on his eggs, but like he doesn't deserve all that.
Does that mean Sharpshot's going to begin roughing up now, or are you going to wait?
I don't care when. I'm not just going to do it like suddenly be like, and you're roughed up. But I'm going to wait till somebody's ready. Like, okay, you can do it now. I'm like, okay.
On the count of three. One. I said three.
Yeah, but you can't be aware of it.
No, I mean.
You might have blocked it.
I'll sit there and take it. Like, that's the whole point. I'm not going to fight back.
Sharp shot.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, don't make it look too bad.
Oh, I'm not going to activate the linear frame or else it'd be some damage.
You know, Rev, like eddies aside, like, you're pretty cool. I know you backstabbed us and shit, but I like you. And I'm going to leave.
This is now just the awkward roughing up part. I'm not going to do specifications, but wherever Rev wants roughed up, you know, I'll kind of do that to an extent. Like, I'm not going to use all my strength because it would probably break limbs way, way worse. But I'll just do enough for her to, whatever she thinks is going to be passable.
Within an inch of my life. And then I will use a hypostim, like, basically kill me, and then I'll regain a couple of hit points because I have a feeling that if I need extra ability to bluff Sawswain for extraction, like, because that's right. Rev can tell the plan. If we're going to do this and get back at him, how do we want this to play out? If I ask if Sharpshot roughs me up, takes me out, then I can message Sawswain to extract me and still play on his side of the field. Maybe gather intel about where he is going to be next. Something to relay back to you guys. And then you'll plan up something from there. What do we want to do?
Me plan? It's probably an Octane thing.
Octane left.
No, sorry. That's, I was just saying.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'll rough Rev up, and I'm not going to have any remorse doing it. Because remember, my guy's straight evil. He don't care. But I will do it within an inch of her life. You know, I'm not going to. because I know she's integral to the plan. If I kill her, then it's not going to help us.
So
I just won't have any remorse doing it.
Octane, Mono, as you're walking down this long corridor, every once in a while you'll hear a scream or a loud thump. And in the back of your mind, you know what's going on. Sharp shot.
Yep.
As you finish, Rev is on the ground, just in a mess. Blood everywhere, a few broken bones, barely conscious. Are you going to end it here?
No. First, I'm going to be a little frustrated because I'm going to take off my jacket. I should have done that in the first place. Now I've got blood and stuff on my jacket. I'm a little pissed. So, take off my jacket.
This is the last one, too. The other ones are too fucked up.
I got to go buy more with my 100,000.
True.
Yeah, so I will, I guess, well, do I, am I supposed to leave Rev for dead or am I supposed to
A discussion between the two of you. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, leave me for dead.
You guys were all supposed to go into a gunfight.
What else in this room? Like, is there like any clothing or anything like that?
There's cloth and things. There's like a medical table that's flipped over, and like it's like a makeshift laboratory down here.
Okay, I'm going to see if like there's any type of towels or anything. And I'm going to wipe my hands off because they're probably bloody. And then I'm going to throw it down on Rev. Clean yourself off.
What a dick.
I was pulling a spell show.
Incredible. Oh
God.
And then I'll leave. Yeah, if she needs to do this on her own, I'm going to. All right, I guess you got this.
Oh my God. All right, Rev, you're alone in this makeshift basement cellar, beaten, broken. What would you like to do?
Call Sawswain.
So it rings for a few moments. And then something happens and your call's redirected. There is a image that pops up. And it is of a shadowed figure in a dark room. The voice is masked. And it doesn't speak in a manner which is familiar to you.
Okay.
I'm guessing you're needing extracted.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have trauma team on its way. And the phone goes dead. You sit there in silence for a few moments, thinking about the events that led up to this moment. When you hear sirens in the distance, and you lose consciousness. You wake up a few hours later, and you're in a tank with the same figure standing in the shadows in the back corner of this laboratory-like room. Face still covered, can't be seen. You see a small cherry of a cigarette glow bright, and it's dropped to the floor and snuffed out. And the figure walks out of the room. So we go back to you three. You are back at your new hideaway. The Ripper Doc has told you it's going to be about 5 hours till the items are prepped for transport and transfusions. What would you like to do in these next 5 hours?
There's like online stores and stuff still, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's got a normal storefront, right? Or there's the noodle shop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to order some suits online.
Okay.
And I'll have them delivered to the noodle shop or whatever.
How many suits?
We'll do like 5.
We go in luxury?
I think so. I guess because I was like the business suit. Nice looking ones.
So you are looking at 15,000, Eddie.
Outrageous. Somebody else will pay.
Wait, no. Math is hard. That's wrong. 1,500, Eddie.
If it's luxury, it's probably 15,000. That's just expensive.
Okay, so I was right with my math the first time. I was sitting here, I was like, is that right?
It's fine.
5,000. The luxury stuff is all like,
yeah,
1,000 each. Like, it's with a lot.
Stupid expensive.
Ordered.
Okay. What are you doing there in this time?
I am shopping explosives. I'm going to look through his inventory for anything explosive. I do need to replace some like rockets and shit.
Okay.
And some, you know, whatever. Anything that goes boom. I want it.
So he doesn't have much on the new items front, but he does have enough to replace what you've used. There's nothing better explosive wise than what you already have.
All right. Child, that's not really a child.
Okay.
I want bombs. I've been looking for bombs for almost an entire season. I need bombs. Okay.
I'll see what I can do. Ain't making no promises.
Why not?
Because I'm busy.
Oh, are you busy listening to the voice in the sky telling me I can't have bombs?
I'll see what I can do. Fuck you.
Just kind of storms off.
This is so disappointing. Just wanted a big explosion.
After Mono does what Mono's doing, I'm going to look for the Ripper Doc.
Okay. So, Mono, what are you up to?
Mono's just sitting in our, like, lounge area, just drinking from a bottle of rum.
Okay. Sure.
Do I find the Ripper Doc?
Mm-hmm. He's sitting there getting everything, like all the equipment you guys pick back up.
So he's
getting it all prepped.
He's by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting near him. So I'm going to need an explosive.
Let me guess. You don't have one in your chest.
I can neither verify nor deny those claims.
Well, you're going to have to tell the doc before he starts ripping you apart.
Well, as long as you don't kill me, we're fine, right?
That's not how these things work, man. You're gonna have to tell me what you got, or this is not gonna fucking stick.
Why don't you get the explosive and then I'll tell you? You don't have to put it in yet. If you can get it, then we'll talk.
I can get whatever you want, man. But I need to know what the fuck I'm getting into, so integrity here is what I'm asking. I need to know. Patient, doctor, privilege, whatever you want to call it. My lips are sealed, man. I just need to know what the fuck I'm getting into before I cut you open.
Yeah, there's no explosive. Yet.
Fucking crazy ass.
I need one that will possibly do a block radius. Small block radius. Like I said earlier.
You fuckers are gonna get me killed.
Just don't hang out with me within a block radius if we get attacked.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I'm just gonna walk away.
So as you guys sit around waiting for surgery prep, we're gonna rotate it right back to Rev. Rev, you've been taken out of the tank.
And when you say when you say tank, are you talking like military vehicle that travels around, or like
No.
Biotube.
Cryo tank. Okay. Yeah, biotube, cryo tank. So you've been taken out of the tank, cleaned up, reclosed, regeared. And you're sitting at a table in a room with four mirrors.
Fun.
Door opens behind you, and a folder is thrown in front of you.
Is it the same person? Hooded dude? Unidentifiable?
No. Okay. No. As they round the corner and they sit in front of you, you see it's Sazwain. He flips this folder open, and it has several different shards inside.
Okay.
Let's get one thing straight. I paid you for information. Part of that information is whether or not my men and I are going to die a gruesome death if we decide to take retribution against an individual. So, before we continue any further, explain to me how the fuck you and two of my best intelligence men managed to miss an explosive device planted into this fucking asshole's chest.
I'd known him for 2 days. That's not a first day question. Do you have a bomb inside of your guts? No.
I'm willing to let these things slide. It's transgressions. Hell, I'm even willing to put you on a normal payroll. All I need you to do is slot a shard.
What's on it?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm not going to slot unknown tech.
If I wanted you dead, I wouldn't have wasted all this time, Eddie, and resource on bringing you back from the brink of it, would I? If I wanted you controlled, well, there's ways to do that, too.
Slotting a shard willingly would be the easiest. What's on this shard?
Data.
Can I roll to see if he's bluffing?
Sure.
The roll for bluff thing that didn't exist before now, this episode, and yet has been used 3 times now.
You're welcome.
Human perception?
Yes.
30, motherfucker. That's a nat 10. Plus 4, plus 6, plus 2, plus 8. 30.
So, what you can tell with this 30 is, he's telling the truth. If he wanted you controlled, you'd be controlled. If he wanted you dead, you'd be dead. And what's on the data, or what's on the shard, is data. But the nagging feeling that you can't get behind, and what's in his eyes when he speaks to you, is there is some form of deception here. But it doesn't seem immediate. Seems like some sort of long game he's playing.
Okay. I slot the shard.
So as soon as you slot the shard, the first thing you notice, as it says, it's beginning to download data. And the data file simply states intelligence.
Okay.
Once it's completed, I need you to add a +3 to your intelligence stat.
Okay.
You also have complete access to the NCPD database. This is the second thing you'll notice. And it's not access as everyone else can pretty much gain. You have access to edit entries. Change files, everything.
Okay.
The last thing you'll notice is that it says shard malfunction.
Okay. I don't know if this is in character or out of character, but my gut reaction is now he has just installed me with the I can transfer to your body program.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew that the moment he like said, like, slot the shard. I was like, he's going to make you a sleeve.
Phrasing toasty.
In specifically in Altered Carbon, you have backup bodies called sleeves. So that's why I said sleeve.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm assuming this is where Aaron's inspiration might be coming from for this. So.
Maybe.
It's fine. Altered Carbon is also cyberpunk. So.
It is.
So, when you try to take this shard out, it rejects it. It cannot be removed.
Okay.
He kind of looks at you, smirks, and he says, "Welcome to the team." And that is where we're going to end this episode. So thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jambas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Heh, just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.